This week's story has been sponsored by David Barry, Leinu Nishmas, his mother, Morris Lieber, Bas Rav Abba. Chof Tes Ir, 14th of May, Rabbi Moshe Tuvia Leaf, Birchas HaTorah, a brocha of Hoidor.
Certain Torah personality here in town said, "One is mechila, not lefi chvoidei of the rav." This early morning shir isn't a massive group of people. I didn't have time to respond to him, but had I had time, this is what I've told him. A goyin of Shlomo Hyman was a shishivan Torah Vadas in the '30s. It was a snowstorm in New York, and he came and he gave this shir. Three Bokhrim out of 50 came for this year. And he gave an exciting Gishmak Ishir and a long Sugya for the full hour of Ishir. And afterwards they approached him and they said, "Rebbe, there's only three of us. Why did you have to come? It's a snowstorm. And when you saw such a marginal group of people, so why didn't you just cut the shir short?" Shlomo said, "I don't see three. I see 30,000. I see your children, your grandchildren, your Talmidim. Your Talmidim's Talmidim." And that's the legend of the story. And now for the rest of the story. One of the three Talmidim told this over to me, and he was one of the three Talmidim. Rav Herschel Waxman Shlita has an incredible kollel in Muncie, a tremendous Talmud Chochem, and a Mechabes Svarim, and he has thousands of Talmidim. Rabbi Yosef Klein Zatzal was a Talmud Chochem, the Menayel of the Yeshiva, the Miri Yeshiva in New York, thousands of Talmidim. And the third fellow, you might have heard his name, a fellow by the name of Rebel Yishvei. Rebel Yishvei was from the Mieses Gedele HaTorah, the Rosh Yeshiva of Philadelphia, tens of thousands of Talmidim. So when Reb Shlomo Hyman was given that gewaltige Geschmack, illuminating shir, he wasn't talking to three people. Now, Baruch Hashem, the room is filled. 30, 40, gewaltig. Online we have many more, but I'm talking about the live audience, hello to Torah anytime. Bottom line is, I see a lot of people here. Especially when you're dealing with B'nai Torah Shebam Abadim, who carve out an hour in the morning, every single day with consistency. My Rebbe, Mona Goyin Remotche Gifter, used to say, what does it mean to be a masmid? A masmid doesn't mean someone who learns 24/7. A masmid is someone who has consistency. In the Lashon, tomid. So, if I look around the room, and I want to know where to find you, at 8:30 in the morning, I know exactly where to find you. Yeah. That's a masmid. Your family, your neighbors, your co-workers, your children, they all know this is where we're going to find him at 8:30 in the morning. That's the ultimate masmid. So, Bereshus, Achai Bereyai, the Dehoi Ben Achoshev at Tzibur of B'nai Torah. The Gemara in Masech de Brachis, on Daf Chaf Aleph, Omar Rav Yehuda, Menayin Lebechas Hamozen L'Acharea Men HaTorah, Shenema V'Achalta V'Savota V'Racha. There's a mitzvah saseh d'iraisa, when you eat and you're satiated and the shir of achila has been consumed, that you recite a bracha v'adah, and the bracha v'adah is birchas hamos. Continues the Gemara, minayin lebirchas ha-teirah l'foneo min ha-teirah, shenema kishem ha-shem ekro v'gog l'elikei. So according to the simple pshat in the Gemara, there's a mitzvah called Birchas HaTorah, because the Torah says, Kishem HaShem Ekrov HaGadol Elokeinu. When a person sits down to learn Torah, he's supposed to learn Chavrusa with the Rebbeinu Shalom. When a person davens, he talks to Hashem. When you learn Torah, the Rebbeinu Shalom is talking to you. The words of Torah reverberate from Sinai 3,300 years since they were given. Every time you open a black Gemara, Shulchan Aruch, Mishnayis, a Chumash, a Ktsois, and a Sivis, the Rebbe Hashem is talking to you. Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Godel Elokim. But it's not yet defined what type of bracha it is. Birchas Hamazon V'Achalta V'Savota V'Erachta, and Birchas HaTorah Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Elokim. Zokt Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs. Might be astonishing to you, but we don't have commonality when it comes to the mitzvahs. The Smag, the Rambam, the Ramban, they all have a different count of the mitzvahs. In fact, the Ramban has a slim volume of mitzvahs that the Rambam was mashmit. You'll find in the first chelik of the Rambam, mitzvahs asay and mitzvahs lois asay, that the Rambam was mashmit, which means he has a different count of 613 mitzvahs. Even on that, we don't get together. That's what we said last night at the Kollel dinner. The Kollel's Mishunim, Mishunais, the symphony of each Tana, Moira, Rishon, Achron, every one of you that bring to the table playing your violin to be able to be mashlim this beautiful music that we call Torah. So the Ramban, in Mitzvah Tezvav, Nitztavinu, we are commanded, Lahoydais Lishmai Yizborach B'choleis Shenikra HaTayra, Ala Toiva Agdayla She'asalonu B'sitoi Tayra Se'elinu. Now please remain fixated on my words throughout this year. The bracha of Birchas HaTayra is Shvach V'idah, not for the Weltanschung of a Torah living, not because of a Torah lifestyle, but for the act of giving us the Torah. B'sitai Torosai Eleinu. For the act that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, we give Shvach V'yidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hoidienu, and he informed us, Hamasim HaRetzuyim Lefonov, Shebehem Ninchal Chayo Elam Habo. He says, how are we going to be Zeichet Olam Haba? We say, Birchas HaTorah, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for giving me the path to get to Olam Haba. For giving us an inheritance of the Torah and its mitzvahs to be able to succeed in this world and forge Schar in Olam Haba. Continues the Ramban. The Chashin Itztavinu Bebrocha Acher Kol Achila. He draws a parallel between Birchas HaMazon and between Birchas HaTorah. Seemingly, the same way a person is satiated and satisfied with his food, and he gives Shvach V'yidah to Hashem, and that's called Birchas HaMazon, when a person comes to learn Torah, we're being satisfied spiritually. Tachlis HaChayim, Ano Avdu Dekut Shebrichu. We make a bracha for that. Why, with Torah, can you make a bracha before you even start to learn? I would suggest that when it comes to Birchas HaMazon, there's a satisfaction factor. If you don't need a shir, you don't make a Birchas HaMazon. That could be a surah, you make a Birchas HaMazon. But when it comes to Birchas HaTorah, states, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. Zok the Vilna Gaon, what does it mean, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam? Every word of Torah is the fulfillment of 613 mitzvahs. If you sit and you learn here an hour in the morning, every single day, Zosvissen, how many words can you speak in a minute? In 10 minutes? In an hour? An hour of learning? There's millions of mitzvahs. Every morning. Every word is 613 mitzvahs. So therefore I would say that if you learn one word, the Amosai, that's a reason to make a bracha of Birchas HaTorah. The Bishoyin Zat wouldn't be satisfied with the ruchniistic existence of performing 613 mitzvahs in one shot. Kol HaTorah Kula. So that's what the Ramban says. Birchas HaTorah is a bracha nitztavinu, to give Shvach V'yidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'sitoi Torah Se'elinu, for giving us the Torah. And then the Ramban is so strong on this, and don't be deluded into thinking otherwise, that he concludes and he says, Mikol zen ispark, shabrocha azuman atayru, veinroyalim noisa mitzvah achasim akriya. Don't be mistaken to think that there's a mitzvah that say the rice are called Talmud Torah, Mishinantam Levanecha, Bikisa Bayim Belaila, and accompanying that mitzvah is the Birchas HaTorah. Nein, Zok the Rambam. It's two different mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah called Limud HaTorah, and there's a mitzvah called Birchas HaTorah. K'moy Shemikra Bikurim Eino Nimna Achas Im Havayosai, the Sipi Yitzias Mitzrayim Alachilas HaPesach. Nifl in the Welt. The Rambam says the same way no one would concede that the mitzvah of reading the litany, the liturgy of Arami Oyver Ovi, when you bring Bikurim, is the same mitzvah of Bikurim. There's a mitzvah to bring first fruits, and there's a mitzvah of the Vidui, to give Shvach Vaido, to trace the history of Klal Yisrael, Arami Oyver Ovi, like we say, but Agodah, that's a separate mitzvah. Sleeping Yitzias Mitzrayim and eating the Korban Pesach are two mitzvahs. Birchas HaTorah is a separate mitzvah. In the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. And the Megillas Esther was a commentary that tries to define why the Rambam doesn't mention it. So the Megillas Esther says, Divrei HaRamban, Tzoytkin B'zah Mokim. V'lo yadati lomo leimono harav. I don't know why the Rambam doesn't long with the Rambam. Why the Rambam is mashmit this incredible mitzvah of Birchas HaTorah, Kishem HaShem Yakrov, Agod L'Elokeinu, that as you come to learn Torah, you make a bracha, of Birchas HaTorah, Shvach Vaido Besiti Teras Eilenu. Does she want to say the positive of Kishem HaShem Ekra as an Asmachta? But the Megillas Esther doesn't justify, understand the Ramban as to why he doesn't include it in 613 mitzvahs. That's how prominent this mitzvah is, even to the Megillas Esther, who champions the Rambam. Here he says, I just don't know. Why doesn't the Rambam agree to the Ramban? Why doesn't he mention it as one of the 613 mitzvahs? It's different than Limud HaTorah. It's like Birchas HaMazon. What is Birchas HaTorah according to the Ramban? Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim, Simim Mem Zayin, Sif Yudalit. Noshim Mevarcha is Birchas HaTorah. Erta Maisem. Women make a bracha Birchas HaTorah. Seminary, high school, elementary school, Beis Yankim, Beis Rochel, Beis Sepoyre, Beis Rivka, any school they go to, Sharei Tzion, they all make a bracha Birchas HaTorah. Zokta Mogen Avrov, Sif Kotten Yudalit. Dochayov, Yislul Meidinen Shalem. Poshikaret. You know, in the time of the Chafetz Chaim, Sarah Shneer was very controversial to create a girls' school. And what was the basis for the controversy? Anofra Gemara in Soite. Gemara in Soite Chafal says, Hamelamed bitay Torah ki'ilu limda tiflus. Zog the Chafetz Chaim, oifenart in Lukut Halachas. Nobody knows that the tzitkis of the Chafetz Chaim was machase his incredible ga'oinis. And that the ga'oinis of Reb Chaim Brisker was machase his incredible tzitkis. His chesed, legendary. Stuff that legends are made from. But the Chafetz Chaim there writes in Lakuti Halachas. And that was then, this is now. Because Amo, the girls would learn and absorb in their homes all of the halachas they needed, all of the hashkofa that they needed, a comprehension of emunah and betochen and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a chashivas for Shabbos, for Yom Tov, for Yom Kippur, how to kasha chicken, how to keep a kosher home. All these mitzvahs were taught almost by osmosis through the mothers and the babas. That was Amo. But today it's not that way. Chafetz Chaim writes, it's a chiv to teach the girls their halachas. And according to the Magen Avraham, it's such a stark chiv that ladies learn their halachas, they make Birchas HaTorah. The rules of Mechuyava is in their halachas in Birchas HaTorah. So that's what the bracha is going on. Vimkein koya bracha alzeh. It means that Beis Yosef b'shem ha'ogur. The Goyin in Ois Yud Ches What kind of business is to make a bracha? They may have to learn their mitzvahs because they have to know how to perform the mitzvahs, the mechuyav, he said. But to say that there's a mitzvah for them to learn Torah like there's a mitzvah for men, state often in Kedushim, Shinamtam Levanachav Levanei Sechem. V'dvreim d'chuyim will come upon him. The krot sivach v'lematam es b'neichem v'levanei sechem. Heichtem asher kidshonu v'tzivonu. How can I make a bracha? V'tzivonu, they're not mechuyav in Torah, not mechuyav. So to go in, it must be that the ogre learns, like the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, that noshim mevarchas, even if they're not mechuyavos. Lady takes a lulav and esrig, makes a bracha on the tilas lulav. She makes a bracha on mitzvahs that she's not mechuyavos. And that's the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, the Rambam's chaylik, Maram Bet Yosef, the Svardim, noshim don't make a bracha when they're not mitzvah. But the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, brought down in Tosfos, is that we'll make a bracha. Comes again the Goyin, and he justifies the Ogor, that's quoted by the Magen Avraham, to say, Noshim Mevarchais, because of the fact that they're being Mevarech when it's in a Mitzvah voice. Like Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Comes again, so we have a seminal understanding of the Rambam. Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvahs. The same way, before you take a little vanesrig on the tilas lulav, before you eat matzah, shekichon mitzvah zitzivon al achilas matzah, leishi basukah, to line up the kavanah you're doing your mitzvah. So mameila, when you sit down to learn Torah, it's berchas hamitzvahs. That's the machlekes Ramban and Rambam. The Rambam lines up together with the Goyin, and we'll see soon Rashi, that berchas haTorah is berchas hamitzvahs. Now we're going to dig into the second gear. Shtein Gemara brachas shin aleph amud beis. Omar Avune, lemikra tzorach levorech, you make brachas haTorah on chumish. Well, lemedrash ain't tzorach levorech. Rabbi Elazar Omer, lemikra or lemedrash tzorach levorech, lemishne ain't tzorach levorech. Yerchen Omar af lemishne nami tzorach levorech, avu betalmed ain't tzorach levorech. Rav Omar af letalmed tzorach levorech. Machlek is what you make brachas haTorah. Only according to Rava do you make a bracha on Gemara, says Rashi, she ikra teira, she mimena ira yaitza. We don't spend day and night learning Chumash, we learn Talmud. And since that's where we determine the halacha, it's ikra teira mena ira yaitza, make a bracha on Birchas HaTorah on Gemara. Daf Mashteim, why don't you make a bracha on the other parts? Let me ask you a question. Matan Torah was only on Talmud? There's no shvach v'ido besiter terase leinu on the Gemara. And according to the Rambam and the Goyin, you're not making the mitzvah of Talmud time we're learning Gemara. Then boys, gentlemen, close up shop and pull out a chumash without unkelis and without Rashi and just read the chumash. Tarei shebiksav. Because it's only according to Rava that you make a bracha on Talmud. You want to be yetzi other shittish, you can't make a bracha. Why no shvach v'ido on Torah Shabbat Peh? Why no kim ha-mitzvah of Talmud Torah and Torah Shabbat Peh? Rabbeinu Yoina quotes the Rif. Rif has a different girsa. Amar Rav Huna af l'Talmud Tzorach Levarech. Zog Rabbeinu Yoina has it. Rabbeinu Yoina like it is nusach. Oh, but here now the riff. So Rabbi Elazar says, "Tafil Talmud Tzorach Levarech." That's the girsa. Shabbat Talmud Gamke Mefarish Ikri Apsukim. Shemri Shemayim. Why is Rabbi Yehuda go out of the box? Why does it look like Rashi? Ikra Torah and I roy itza. Do you know why you make a bracha Birchas HaTorah on Gemara? It's because it contains a couple of psukim. Every couple of blah, you hear the pasuk. Ayin mishpat ner mitzvah. Look into Balaischa, you'll see the pasuk. Boom. And Talmud, you don't make a bracha Birchas HaTorah? Why doesn't Rabbeinu Yoina learn like Rashi? Ikra Torah min Arayitze. Rabam Afla Talmud Tzarchel Vachar Belezer according to the Rif. Afla Talmud Tzarchel Gemara. Why? Because it has Pesukim in it. Really? Without the Pesukim, we wouldn't make a bracha berachas Torah. Make him a Sveshtein. According to the Rambam, I'm a kind of mitzvah of Talmud Torah. According to the Ramban, there's no Shvach Oedah Pesitit Harasei Leinu. Zok the Gemara in Shabbos Pechesam and Aleph and Yisiyat Svu Tachta Zahor. How do you get 3 million men, women, and children under a mountain? Malam Shekof Alei Markigigis. Kadosh Baruch Hu picked up the Torah and he lifted it upon them. He picked up the mountain. Thank you very much. Somebody's paying attention. Thank you so much. I generally dropped it in once in a while. Wasn't really intentional, but I have to cover my tracks. I'll upon him. Picked up the mountain and said, Imtikable. Mutavim, lav shom. Chof Tzayim says, what do you mean shom? Poi. Says, Chof Tzayim, and gold is green in London, if there isn't going to be a morning koil, shom take vurasa. If you don't have Torah, any shtetl in America didn't have a day school, shom take vurasa, the whole Yiddish guys in the Beis HaKvaris. I was in Valdosta, Georgia, not far from Savannah, Georgia. Valdosta was teeming with Yidden 50, 60, 70 years ago. You go to the Beis HaKfaris, you see so many kfarim with kayhanim, with the position of duchanim. El chayim. There's nothing left. There's no minion in Valdosta. No minion of Yidden. Forget about Shem Shabbos Yidden. Because Shom take for Asra. No day school, no Torah, no education. Gomesht. Savannah, Georgia is teeming with El chayim. B.B. Jacob's the prominent shul, B'nai B'rith Jacob. With hundreds of mishpachas. It's the frum shul in town. The conservative reform tracks never took off. Because they have a day school. Because they've got a kailol. That's the yisod of Yiddishkeit, says the Chafetz Chaim. Vimlav shom, wherever you are. Thousands of years later, shom take for us. Agavurcha Ramush Salavitchik says, Amar de Gazach. Kof aleim har kigigis. Why is the mountain lift up like an overturned vat? Overturned barrel, kafaleh margigigis. Pick up the mountain, sham take for asra. So the Moshe Soloveitchik, that's how. Of Schweiz. Go to Moshe Soloveitchik. You could live in a gigas. An overturned vat can fit 3 million people. You can live for the rest of your lives if it doesn't collapse. You're living in a vat. And you don't see the flora, the fauna. You don't see the birds, the wild animals, the sun, the moon. It doesn't collapse. Zakta, you can live on Taira. But Das is galept. Das is galept. I don't want to start up with your national sports teams. Let's go back to the United States. Something that we call football. I know football by you is soccer, but we call it football. So on Sunday, Sports Sunday, on the federal holiday, January 1st, they have football games back to back, all kinds of bowls. So the average Eino Yehudi sits down. And he gears himself up. And everybody knows you don't bother Papa. And he watches 5 football games, Meis Leis. He spends 15 hours with his popcorn and his pizza and his hot dogs because of the fact that he doesn't care about Boss of the Cholov. One's like, pizza, Das is galept. Das is galept. Morning Karl Das galept. Ashir Das galept. And the Siva Sakzais, a Geshmaka Reb Tzadik, Das galept. So you could live without the Torah, but that's not real living. Ad kan teichim dvori. Continues the Gemara, Mikan midorabu l'araisa. Shem yazminu l'din. What state in the Gemara? The Gemara says that if a person was taken to Mishpat, says Rashi, why did you speak Lashon Hara? You know what his response is? I was forced. I didn't accept this. I was forced into doing this. So until the day of Mordechai Esther v'Achashverosh, Kimu v'Kibla Yehudim, Kimu v'Shekiblu Kvar, they saw the Shemayim open up and the Yad Hashem with its beneficence. Poshet Geret, you had a buy. You had an out. I was mekabel the Torah. I was forced to receive the Torah. Until the day, we have no choice because we accepted it gladly and joyfully from Purim on with the descendants of Purim. But until that point in time, midorabu l'araisa. Frek Tosfos, Nasa v'Nishma. What happened to Nasa and Ishma? Zok Taisviz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Eisha Gedola with an incredible fire. And the pyrotechnics would be so overwhelming, they'd be frightened and recant under Kabbalah. So Hashem had to force them to receive the Torah because he knew with the Eisha Gedola, they'd somehow or other be too terrified to keep the Kabbalah of Nasa and Ishma, so it had to be coerced. Rabbi Shulgrim Zatzal once asked me, so give Torah on Eish. So what are you in the fire for? Forget about the fire and ice and the light show. Just give the Torah. Said Rabbi Shmuel, because Torah on Eish is not Torah. If the medium, the vehicle that teaches us Torah, is lacking, b'fashteinish was Torah is, kepatish yivoytzei tzela, like a hammer that smashes the smithereens of boulder, a fire that melts steel, that's the kerech of Torah. So Torah had to be given with Eish. That's Tosfos' teretz. Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Noach gives a different teretz. He says, the only Torah that we receive Nasa and Ishma is Torah Shebaksal. Because Torah Shebalpeh, Dikduke Mitzvah, Schumr is such an extensive thing. The only one who learns Torah Shebalpeh is someone who loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as outlined in the Sechta Ovis. Torah Shebalpeh, they didn't say Nasa and Ishma. They only said Nasa and Ishma and Torah Shebaksal. File that away. That Nasa v'nishma goes on Torah Shebiksav and not on Torah Shebalpeh. Listen to this halacha. Shteit azay. Orachaim simin reish dal sifches. Imansu lechol, says the Rama. I lishtas. They force feed a fellow to eat, to drink. Even though his throat had pleasure, caloric content, you don't make a bracha, a birchas hanenin, on something you were forced to eat. You don't make a birchas hamozen, thanking Hashem on something that was forced down your throat. Because in Tophayin, even though he's nenin from it, Tophayin Eisim of Dalit, Pesach, the psak is ansu v'ochal matzah yotze. Frekta kasha, how could it be? Is it achila or not? Matzah you can't eat intravenously. Has to be a din achila. If it's considered achila for matzah, why isn't considered achila for birchas hamazon? So it's really an Elio Rabba. Zokt epshad azay. So to Mishnah Brura from the Sharatzian, the Rabbi gives two terutzim, and one terutz is, you don't give shvach vaidah and something that's forced down your throat. Even though you have pleasure from it, even though you're going to live, even though it's beneficial. But since the mice and the sinu was given b'kfir, there's no shvach vaidah. Matzah, you eat in the mitzvah, it's considered achila. If you eat in the mitzvah, achila is matzah. But you can't give shvach vaidah, birchas hamoz, and v'yachalt of zavotam v'rach, and something you were forced on to see. Rabbi Yisrael, now we have a beautiful pshat nasugya. According to the Medrash Tanchuma, we were forced to receive Torah Shebal Peh. You can't give shvach vaidah in Torah Shebal Peh, because we were forced into it. Only in Torah Shebiksav. The Fidur Ramban, that birchas ha-Torah, the giving of the Torah was force-fed. The only reason why you make a bracha according to Balaz on Gemara is because Mefarish Psukim. It's because it contains those Psukim of Tanakh. Because Tanakh will makabel nasav and ishma. Shvach vaidon, something that's given to us, beritziah. But yes, the Torah Shebal Peh was given to us against our will. There's no shvach vaidah, b'sitei teros ha'elena. A mailer, Ben Yehuda, goes off the charts and he says the reason why you make a bracha on birchas ha'Torah and Gemara is because it contains psukim. It's mefarish yikrei psukim. Since it contains psukim, you can give shvach vaidah on the Torah shebiksav that was nasa v'nishma. But on Torah shebal peh, you wouldn't say nasa v'nishma. By shaking the Rambam holds that it's Torah that necessitates birchas hamitzvahs. Has nothing to do with shvach vaidah b'sitei teros ha'elena. Who cares that it was force-fed? Who cares it was given against our will? Makes no difference. It's the key of a mitzvah of limud ha'Torah Sagt Rashi, Gemara, Afle Talmud Zorch Levorech, Sheikara Teira, Menoi Roi Yoyse. Yoyse the Mitzvah of Talmud Teira. You make a Mitzvah, Birchas HaTeira. The Goyim Zogt, it's a Birchas HaMitzvahs. Rashi holds a Birchas HaMitzvahs. So it lines up beautifully. Rashi follows the position of the Rambam. Learns like the Goyim, that Birchas HaTeira is Birchas HaMitzvahs. And a Yoyse, the Gemara is Ikar HaTorah Min HaHiroi Yitzhi Yimakayim HaMitzvah of Talmud Torah. You make a bracha. Berachas HaMitzvah. You take a rule, that's kashi, you make a bracha. You learn any Torah, you yaitza. Hashem came, according to the Ramban, Yitzhmach V'yidot Basitu Torah Se'ilinim. And even though Kimu V'kiblo Yehudim, but the act of giving the Torah was B'kfir. 1,000 years later they accepted it. And this is the Rambam L'shitotzi, because the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah says, Hamashkim, Likreis B'Torah, listen to his words. Bain shekora b'torah shebiksav, bain shekora b'torah shebal peh, make a bracha b'rosh ha'torah. What's the Rambam say about the Nusach of the Gemara? If you learn Mikra, Medrash, Mishnah, Gemara, you say a bracha. Because according to the Rambam, it has nothing to do with Shvach Vaidah. It's Birchas HaMitzvahs. So Mamela, he's delineating and saying, Torah shebiksav, Torah shebal peh, it's all the same thing. It's only because I'm on the clock, I want to hear you. Let me just finish with this, and I'd love to hear what you have to say. You know what the Levush HaTcheles in Sim Mem Zayin says Berachas HaTorah is? It's not Berachas HaMitzvah, it's not Shvach Vaidah. It's Berachas HaNenin. Berachas HaNenin. Shtei Tach LaShem HaRotzim Lo Yavar Otzas Al Adam Kan Kodem HaBrach Kan Lach HaBrach. I don't know. Kidney pie, I don't know if it's Toil Mezda. I don't know exactly what's the Gishmak Michael here. In America, Motasach Mecholim. Steak, Lamazogim. You can't eat a piece of steak without a bracha. How can you be nana from the world? On the East Coast, they like it rare. So rare that when you touch it, it moves. They want to make sure that it's still kamat David Melagai. How could you learn a taisis without a bracha? How could you learn shtika gemara without a bracha? It's poshet perchas anana. It's so gishmak that you got to make a bracha. Levush HaTcheles paskins that it's birchas anana. My boy's side, that's the job. Before Shavuos, to continue learning like you're learning every morning. You know what you're doing it? One word. Gishmak. If it wouldn't be Gishmak, you wouldn't be here. I don't care what your mother says, what your father says, what your wife says, you're here because it's Gishmak. Rav Shmuel Birnbaum, my Rebbe, was Maspa de Stipler. And then Rav Minsky, Yebol Ben Chaim, he got up and he said, now that the disciple is nifted to 2,000 people in Bar Park, we need more Mesiras Nefesh. There's no Mesiras Nefesh. Not but a bit of Torah, but a curling galite, but a Balbat, there's not enough Mesiras Nefesh. Rabbi Shmuel Birnbaum got up afterwards and he said, he learns differently than Novominska. Chalas Kvoide Arama. It's not true. The young galite have zero Mesiras Nefesh. The B'nai Torah have zero Mesiras Nefesh. And the B'nai Torah Shebal HaBatim have zero Mesiras Nefesh. Because you know why they're learning? Because it's Gishmak. They're not learning because they're Mesiras Nefesh. They're learning because it's Gishmak. They stay in Kirtle 6 months longer. What if I stoop the hat? Looks like a truck ran over it back and forth. Get a job? He has a job. It's Gishmak. What are you people doing here? Get to work. All your investments, the major deals that are waiting to be pending, coming, going. It's pushing to Gishmak. Can't tear yourselves away from it. That's the Kabbalah Satara that we need. And when all of the children in Klal Yisrael will be Toyim, Tamaru Ki Toyv, the Mesikas Areva Satara, they'll learn the Torah will be Zachar to Mashiach Tzadkenu Merev Yameinu. Yes, what was your question about this, Mr. Rabbanan?